Welcome to Opera from the Inside on Prairie Public. I'm David Hamilton, Artistic Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and this is the show where you find out about opera from an insider's point of view.
Today, from Opera on the Inside, we are previewing the upcoming production of Bizet's Carmen up at NDSU Reinecke Festival Concert Hall, presented by FM Opera. You can get your tickets at fmopera.org. I'm David Hamilton, General Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and I'm joined by several of our guest artists today here in the studio. Josh Cole, our Don José, you're kind of the bad guy, but you're not really that bad a guy. You just get pushed beyond your limits, right?
I'm a flawed human being, and
there
we
are.
Okay.
There
we
go.
Yeah.
Josh is a recent Fargo resident, and we are so glad to have you as a part of our community.
I love Fargo.
As you continue your international career as a tenor. So we're so glad that we could fit into your schedule for this role.
Well, the fact that my wife lives here is certainly a plus. Mm-hmm. Hometown gigs are always the best. The fact that I can go to bed and wake up in my own bed and go do my job is not normal for what we do.
People don't often realize that. If you are a leading opera singer, you are bouncing from city to city to city, and you're in hotels, you're in long-term stay, apartment type things, but it's not your home.
No, it's not. So the fact that this opportunity is really one that I've been looking forward to the entire season.
Great, great. And also joining us is our Carmen, Hillary Ginther. Hillary is back after having been a Gate City Bank Young Artist, but that was several years ago. And in the meantime, your career has just exploded. You've sung at New York City Opera. Tell us a little bit about that premiere of Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, well, wow. That was the U.S. premiere of Brokeback Mountain, and I sang the role of Loreen, she's the cowgirl from Texas who marries Jack. And that was definitely the most difficult opera I've ever had to learn. It was in the style of a 12-tone.
But you got a lot of good press for that, as I recall.
It was very well publicized, and I got a lot of really good feedback from that show. And it was a thrill to work at home. Mm-hmm. I live in New York City, and to be able to get up and go to rehearsals in the city and go back to your own bed. Get on the subway, get off 20 minutes later, walk into, Lincoln Center and sing. It was great.
Right, right. Yeah, terrific. And Wes Mason is joining us. He is our Toreador Escamillo. Wes, you also live in New York, right?
I sure do. I live down in Brooklyn in a neighborhood called Greenwood, which has been a wonderful place to be the last 2.5 years.
Excellent, excellent. And Wes was just recently here in our production of Three Decembers, so we're glad to have him back when it's a little bit warmer, like 50 degrees warmer.
A lot warmer, and doing a show that's a lot warmer as well. It doesn't take place during December.
Right, there's a lot of hot blood going on in this opera. We're also joined by our stage director, Maria Todaro. Maria is a native of France, and I love the fact that not only do you have a real authentic French take on this, but you've also made it a very sort of feminist take on Carmen. The women are really, really strong and really important.
And you know what's fascinating to me, David, is actually in the music and most of the repertoire written by white men in centuries where we're not talking about those things, they actually painted the psychology of women quite well when you take most of the repertoire operas. But Carmen is an incredibly well painted.
And wasn't that part of the problem with the original premiere at the Opera Comique? They were used to sort of family fair comedies and stuff, and all of a sudden this gritty story appears on the stage, and the audiences weren't all that thrilled with Carmen.
Can you imagine that it actually wasn't a success at all?
Right. And Bizet really never lived to see it be a success, right?
No, he never. And it's the most translated opera in the world.
Very
interesting to hear it in Korean, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's the most performed opera and one of the most known, of course. So
can't
miss that.
Near you.
Yes, I know, right?
Exactly. You'll hear it in movies. You hear it on the commercials. It is ubiquitous. And what I love is there are so many great tunes.
Yeah.
The other day when we were talking, Hillary, you mentioned, or actually everybody mentioned how much they love the quintet. And this is one of the sort of lighter moments in the opera, and I think it's loads of fun. I first learned the quintet like 40 years ago, and I can pick it up now and sing it with really no mistakes, because you to sing it, you have to get so ingrained that it lives with you forever.
Yeah. Once the muscle memory is there, like riding a bike, coming back to it. For a lot of the text, after coming back to it for so many years, I was surprised at how much I remembered. It's like 97% of the text. I was like, oh, well, that was easy.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the bouncy, fun quintet from Carmen, in which the smugglers, Remendado and Don Cairo, are convincing the women of the new plan to smuggle arms across the mountains.
Elle est admirable, ma ferme. Mais nous avons besoin de vous. Mais nous avons besoin de vous. De vous, de vous, de vous, de vous. Qui vous a
of the bubbly, fun quintet from the second act of Carmen, which FM Opera will present for you up at NDSU's Reinecke Festival Concert Hall on April 12th and 13th. Tickets are available at fmopera.org or call the box office, 701-239-4558. I'm David Hamilton, General Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and that quintet features five characters, obviously, because it's a quintet, and three of the five are 2019 Gate City Bank Young Artists. And we were talking in the studio here that it's kind of a, this quintet is kind of a rite of passage for so many young singers, because they can do these roles at a very young age. And so many of us learn these roles when we're quite young singers, and then some of us even revisit them later. But it is such a fun piece. And what I love, and Maria, I think you would agree with this, every great tragedy has comic relief in it.
It's so important to contrast.
Right.
It also, it's the rule in so many things. Like, for instance, when you look at a good fight, you have to be excited by the person that wins. You have to see him lose a little bit before.
Right.
And if he loses a little bit before, then when he wins, everybody's excited. And that's exactly the same with contrast. So, and we have incredible character here, incredible artists that can convey all those emotion and not stay monotone. Enhance the incredible entertainment that the audience will have.
And that's one thing to say. I mean,
it's not boring.
No, opera is not boring. I mean, it's another form of entertainment. And really, yes, it's this high flying art, but we get down and we have fun, and we are real.
And David, we have also super titles.
Exactly, so
people can understand every single word.
Mm-hmm. Right. The translation is projected above the stage. At every moment, just an insider look at the surtitle operator. It has to be someone who can follow music, who has some language training. In our case, it's a retired voice professor who sits with a computer and changes the PowerPoint slides.
Fabulous invention.
Every moment that the music changes, or in this case the dialogue changes, and you have to concentrate so hard. I've run the titles. It is not an easy job.
No,
not an easy
so
job at all.
So important for the audience understanding of what's going on.
Exactly. So again, there are so many wonderful tunes. We've got to get to a couple more here, and we couldn't do one of these shows without the famous Flower Song from Carmen, sung by Don José in the middle of Act Two. And Josh, give us a little bit of a synopsis of what this aria is about.
Don José was put into prison, and he comes back and meets up with Carmen, and they have
Now, he was put into prison for letting Carmen escape.
Pretty much, yeah. So then he comes back, and they meet up at Lilas Pastia's bar.
Tavern.
Yeah, tavern. And so they they have a nice little scene together. Then he hears the trumpets of his company that he says, well, he has this duty to return to them. Carmen then gets upset for him leaving her, and then he basically says this flower that she had given to him.
Yeah, I threw it at him in the act one to say, I know you like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so threw him back with it.
This flower that was just thrown to me by her in the first act is what got me through prison.
So I have to tell you, it just popped into my head. I was in a production once. Now, we singers, we have to be responsible to bring our own props onto the stage. Well, somehow Carmen forgot the flower in the habanera.
Oops.
And she basically threw a fan at Don Jose.
Ouch.
So in the second act, he's got a fan instead of a flower.
The fan.
Well, let's listen to the famous flower song from Carmen.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
Oh, the beautiful flower song from Bizet's Carmen, which Fargo Moorhead Opera will present for you on April 12th and 13th at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall up at NDSU. Tickets are available at fmopera.org or 701-239-4558. And I have to mention to you, if you've never been to the opera before, go online and get a jumpstart ticket. It's a half-price ticket. Anybody in your party, you can have two of you, you can have 20 of you. Get your half-price ticket. It's a great thing. We want to introduce you to the opera. So come on up and get your half-price tickets. And all students, whether you're in kindergarten or whether you're in college, get a $5 ticket. So all student tickets are $5. Bring the whole family. It's a very gritty production, but certainly nothing worse than you see on TV every day. So I'm joined in the studio today by several of our guest artists. And Hillary, you were mentioning earlier that one of your favorite moments is the Gypsy song at the beginning of the second act.
Mm-hmm. I love the Gypsy song. It's just one of those that it starts out kind of like slow and sexy. And Carmen, for me, that aria is her describing why she loves her gypsy life so much. Mm-hmm. She is such a free spirit, and the one thing that she, that her creed is that she is going to be free forever. She was born free, she'll die free. She doesn't want anybody giving her rules. She doesn't want to be tied down. And when she sings the gypsy song, she sets the atmosphere for, like, this is why I love this life. This is why it's me living my life to my fullest. In this moment, she describes the atmosphere, and she describes the music, and she describes just, like, you can almost just, like, smell what things smell like, the way that she describes everything. And the tempo picks up with every verse, and it just gets...
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's just very such exciting. A wind-up, and the end of it is just, it's just really fun.
Exactly. Well, let's listen to a bit of the Gypsy song from the second act of Carmen.
Let's do it.
Just a taste of the opening of Act Two of Carmen, which FM Opera will present for you on April 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m. up at NDSU's Reinecke Festival Concert Hall. I'm David Hamilton, director of the Fargo Moorhead Opera, and I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and get your tickets now at fmopera.org or 701-239-4558. I'm joined in the studio today by several of our guest artists, and we've been talking about how much we enjoy this particular take on Carmen. It's a little different. It's a little bit grittier, but it's still the same fantastic music that everyone recognizes, even if they've never been to the opera before. Maria, our stage director, tell us a little bit more about some of your highlights.
My highlights in the opera. Oh my God! Every moment is so precious. There's none. Not a fat note in this opera. Everything is exactly where it should be, emotionally, dramatically, musically. I love them all, and I love this cast that you put together, David. It's just spectacular. I think it's also...
I couldn't agree more.
It's a cast that would be glorious in any international beautiful stage in the world. So we're so lucky, you know, we're so lucky to be all together here and have this bomb of excellence and quality in Fargo. I'm also very grateful. This is not the question you ask, but loving Fargo, loving you guys here, loving the chorus, loving the locals, and loving the beer. You guys have. I think the people that have never seen the opera will be completely identified to things that are familiar about oppression, about we're moving this whole action instead of doing it in the 1850s mm-hmm. in Spain, we're moving into Franco-Spanish Civil War 1937, so very, very close to the Nazi time.
It's interesting, though, if you think about it, the physical set is not that different because a downtrodden neighborhood in Seville in 1850, 1870 pretty much looks like a downtrodden neighborhood in Seville in 1930.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. Yeah. And there were both times had oppression in their own terms.
Right.
This is like we convey a little more by moving the time period, we convey a little more the oppression, and it's all kinds of oppression. But I think the newcomers to the opera, this is the show to go see. If
Absolutely.
You've never seen an opera and you want to invite your girlfriend, or it's a super romantic date to bring someone to the opera.
A great date
have
night.
A glass,
yes, it is.
Have a glass of wine yeah. and come to the opera. This is the one to bring.
You can even have a glass of wine at the opera.
This is fabulous to know.
Yes.
Go see this opera if you've never seen an opera. It's transformative.
It really is.
Can we have a glass of wine?
Well, you probably could. Your character's not that.
Yeah. Yeah. End of Act 3.
End of Act 3. There we go. So I have to say, we can't really not talk about the fantastic orchestral music that's a part of mm-hmm. Carmen. And so as we wrap up today, I want just to play a little bit of some of the orchestral music. But to remind you, Carmen, Bizet's iconic opera, Fargo-Moorhead Opera, up at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall at NDSU, April 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at fmopera.org or call the box office 701-239-4558. I'm David Hamilton, General Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera. I'd like to thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
And we'll
thank
see you,
you
at the opera.